Odyssey Sports Station. Always live on the free Odyssey app.
There's one man who refuses to follow the script.
We have rules here, you know that. And if you don't follow the rules, then what are we?
One man stands tall in the face of adversity.
But it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward.
A man who rises above the ashes of hot takes.
What do you care what they say?
Easy for you to say they will love you.
It's just noise, man. You're really good at it. You might be great.
That man is Nick Kostos, and this is You Better You Bet.
If loving sports is wrong, I don't want to be right.
Where narratives are challenged and the truth is spoken.
I told you what was going to happen last week. If you didn't listen, that's on you.
This isn't talk. It's perspective.
It's not what you look at that matters. It's what you see.
This is You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on Westwood One Sports.
What's up, everybody? Happy and merry, tremendous sports Thursday to you and yours. This is You Better You Bet with Nick Kostos on Westwood One Sports, as we bring you the fastest show in all of sports. The show presented today and always by BetMGM. Make it legendary by downloading the BetMGM app and visiting BetMGM.com. And on this Thursday morning, the world of sports is buzzing. And we're going to get to all the big stories, including a take that I have on the 2026 Cleveland Browns that makes me sad. And I think it might make you mad. The problem is that I'm right. I'll share that take coming up later this hour. We'll also talk NBA off of last night, and I will explain to all of you why Detroit's win last night at home over Oklahoma City in a potential, keyword potential, NBA Finals preview says more good things about the team that lost than the team that won. We're talking NBA next hour here on You Better You Bet. And I'm going to tell you what the lamest thing in sports in the year of our Lord 2026 is. Here's a hint. It happened last night, and it emanates from the sport of college basketball. The lamest thing thus far in 2026 in the world of sports, I will explain later in the show. Three tremendous guests will join us today on You Better You Bet. I'm very much looking forward to welcoming in Dave Hellman from The Athletic, co-host of The Athletic Football Show. I think that show is sensational. We had Robert Mays on in San Francisco at Radio Row at the Super Bowl. Robert is the host of the show. Dave is one of the co-hosts of the show. Dave will join us live from Indianapolis coming up later this hour. Very much looking forward to that conversation with Dave Hellman. My friend Andrew Perloff joins us next hour on the show from Athlon Sports, formerly of Maggie and Perloff, formerly of the Dan Patrick Show. Perloff is wildly entertaining. He joins us coming up at 10 o'clock Eastern Time this morning. And in the final hour of the show, you know him, you love him, maybe you hate him. He's a bit of a curmudgeon, if we're being honest, but I think he's the absolute best. Founder of the Field of 68, I think they're the best when it comes to covering college hoops, the legendary Jeff Goodman in the final hour of the show. And among the questions that I will ask Jeff Goodman, what the hell happened last night with St. John's? Jeff Goodman coming up in the final hour today on You Better You Bet. And as always, in the final hour, the power hour of the show, we, myself, Tyler, and Kenny, we will close the show with our best bets. And just to get ahead of this right now, yes, I saw your tweets. I got your Instagram messages. I even got texts from some friends of mine. Yes, St. John's was DOA yesterday. And I said it on the air. This is where just like I'm a terrible sports bettor sometimes, right? I said at the end of the show yesterday, the fact that, like, I love St. John's, Tyler loves St. John's, Kenny loves St. John's, all of our rationale was the number feels too big, and yet it keeps climbing out. Despite the three of us, the three idiots, the three stooges, all of us being like, oh, man, way too many points. The betting market is just like, yeah, we're going to keep adding points. And we're just like, oh, wow. Wow, we're getting, now we get, now we're getting more points? Oh, man, best bet of all time. I did say, like, I don't say this stuff for comedic effect. I do. I do say it partly for comedic effect and comedic impact. But also, like, yeah, like, that bet's DOA. We all love it, and it was mwah, the kiss of death. Oh, baby. 72-40. So not our best work with the bets yesterday. So at the end of the show, as it stands right now, I've got one bet for tonight. Just one. College basketball slate kind of sucks. There's only one really big game, Purdue-Michigan State. The NBA slate, you know, like I have some thoughts, but we don't know who's playing in the games as usual early in the morning when it comes to the NBA. I do have a bet in the Purdue-Michigan State game. Is my bet for tonight influenced by how last night's went? Yes. I'm hoping and praying. Like Dave Chappelle, Sir Smoke-a-Lot and Half-Baked. God, if you're listening, help! I'm hoping and praying that Kenny and Tyler like the other side of my bet. Because if we all agree, just put your lipstick on. Kiss of Death, part two, this week at the end of February. Our bets are coming up at the end of the show. But we officially begin the tremendous Sports Thursday edition of You Better You Bet. With the type of news story, and I'm being sincere when I say this, you know, I feel like, and I'll just speak for myself, I started my career at the time Sirius Satellite Radio, and I've worked at a bunch of different outlets throughout my career. And I feel like, and even before, like I started my career after I graduated college, I worked at a bunch of places, most notably Blockbuster, which I talked about earlier this week. I worked at this former like Italian chain restaurant, Bertucci's, for a while. I was where everybody eats. I was a host there, setting the stage for a career doing what I do now. And I feel like when you're young, cue the kill, when you were young, you feel like the place you're at is stupid and it's not possible that other places can be as dumb, right? Like, you go somewhere else and they'll be smarter than the place that you're working at this moment. And one of the harsh realities of life, and on the list of harsh realities of life, this is way towards the bottom of the list. Something you realize as you get older is that there is rampant stupidity everywhere. And I don't even mean that as an insult. It's just the way it works. It doesn't mean that people are stupid or everybody's stupid. Everybody's not stupid. Like everyone on my show, I think we're all pretty intelligent. All of us that work on this crew. Maybe our bets don't reflect that, but as people, I think we're pretty smart. But I think it's kind of indisputable that companies, by and large, are pretty stupid. And this can be like grandpa's shoe shine all the way to Starbucks. This is, I just got to say this about it. This is actually a true story. So when I wake up in the morning, I got to take a shower, and then I go on. The Starbucks app is pretty great, right? I make my order. I go into Starbucks. I pick up my coffee, and I get an oatmeal every morning. So this morning, I walk into Starbucks, right? Now, normally, they put the oatmeal in a bag for me. There's no bag for the oatmeal. I don't want to carry the thing of oatmeal and a spoon around with me. I go to the woman at the front. I go, can I please have a bag for this? She actually charged me 5 cents for it before she handed it to me. She went to the cash register. She was 5 cents, please. I looked at her like, am I in bizarro world right now? So anyway, she's doing her job, I guess, technically. Could have given me the bag for the 5 cents. Like, what the hell is that? So I say this to say, whether you're a billion-dollar company or a mom-and-pop store, there is rampant stupidity everywhere. And the story that has come out last night into this morning with the National Football League exemplifies that maybe more than any story that I've either been a part of personally or have read or heard in my career and life. So earlier this week, NFL Executive Vice President Troy Vincent, and just for like younger people in the audience, like Kenny Henderson on our show crew. Kenny, just type this in the chat. Kenny's like 16 years old. Kenny, do you remember, do you know what Troy Vincent did before he was the executive vice president of the NFL? So just for people that don't know, if you're a little younger, Troy Vincent was a badass NFL cornerback. He was awesome. First with the Miami Dolphins and then later with the Philadelphia Eagles. He was a great player. Tortured the Giants for years when I was a kid. Troy Vincent was a great player. So now he's the executive vice president of the NFL. And earlier this week, he told, I didn't even know this was still a thing. Like Mark Maskey, who's covered the NFL for a really long time for the Washington Post. I thought the Washington Post, like, didn't everyone get really mad because they don't cover sports anymore? I'm being sincere. I have no idea. So apparently Mark Maskey is, and no insult to him, he's done a great job for a long time for the Washington Post. So Troy Vincent tells Mark Maskey, also, like, I've ordered a number of things on Amazon this morning, most notably coffee that, like, my wife would really like to have. If you're listening, Jeff Bezos, please send me my coffee. No insult to you in the Washington Post. So Troy Vincent tells Mark Maskey, on the subject of NFL replay and the replay center in, quote unquote, New York. And I love how we call this New York in the same way, like back in the day, wrestling promotions would refer to the then WWF as New, like we're going to New York, meant you were signing with the WWF. Well, where's replay review coming from? New York. Okay. Does that mean Buffalo? Like, does it mean Brooklyn? Like, what is it? Westchester? What does it mean? Hashtag New York. So Troy Vincent says to Mark Maskey that he's kind of up, and I'm paraphrasing this, that he's a little upset because he feels like they blew a number of replay reviews this season, the National Football League. So I'm going to read this quote from Troy Vincent. Quote, when you watch, there was about five plays of the 171 plays that we called on replay or replay assist that came back to the booth. There were five that we said if we had to do it again on just the replay assist in general, of the 171 that occurred during the regular season, there were five after we kind of took a step back and breathed. Four of them were in the 1 o'clock window, the early slate of games. 1 o'clock on the East Coast, noon Central, 10 a.m. Pacific. That was way more math than I wanted to do this morning, early in the morning. I had to think about that. Vincent would add, it's just volume, and you go, ah, if we had to do that one again, just looking at it, those are the ones that we got wrong. So the majority are in the 1 o'clock window. This prompted Denver Broncos head coach Sean Payton, who is a member of the competition committee, to say he was, quote, a little surprised that the majority were in 1 o'clock games. Payton said that we should never have this happen, basically, where there's this discrepancy, and that he's happy that he's the coach of the Broncos and that they play the majority of their games at 4 o'clock Eastern time. Payton is not the only coach from Championship Sunday that weighed in on this issue. We also have this quote from New England Patriots head coach Mike Vrabel. And Vrabel saying, we need to find out why this is happening and make sure every game is treated the same. San Francisco 49ers general manager John Lynch, also a member of the competition committee, like Vrabel, like Sean Payton, saying that he believes the reason why the 1 p.m. games, there's more mistakes from replay in the early slate of games, is because there's fewer broadcast cameras at these games. I'm going to read this now. This comes courtesy of our friend Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk. And I feel like this needs to be read so people understand this, because it is insane. This, it's going to sound like something from The Onion, but it's real. Okay. Each game at the 1 o'clock hour has a replay assistant dedicated to monitoring the action from the League Replay Center at the New York League office. So one replay assistant does this. The replay assistants have an individual station and use, I'm not making this up, an they use an Xbox controller to view the different camera angles from the game. So this is like you're playing like Metal Gear Solid, rotating the camera angle around the corner to see if Solid Snake has to kill someone when you're around the corner. This is like unnamed Slappy in the NFL office rotating the camera to try and find out if like the pass was incomplete or not. But the replay assistant, that assistant, is not the final decision maker on a review. There are replay supervisors and vice presidents, plural, in the officiating department that can make the final decision on reviews. And with the expansion of replay assist, those who work in game management for NFL clubs have wondered exactly who the final decision maker is. And how many people within the officiating department have the power to make the replay decisions? Because the league has been vague about specifying who makes each individual replay decision. One of the plays that has been brought up, and you will remember this one because it's one that mattered and has a great consequence. And look, I'm going to say this, and I'm going to give like a really dramatic example here. The officiating's been screwed up in every sport forever. So it's not like, you know, like they get this right. You can do butterfly effect and you could do sliding doors with a million plays in the history of sports. But, you know, like Ravens Steelers in week 14, where, and like, I don't care. I'm just saying like, this is what happened. The officials blew several calls in that game that benefited the Steelers and went against the Ravens. The Aaron Rodgers interception that like was overturned and shouldn't have been. Isaiah Likely caught a touchdown that they overturned, which was a pretty obvious touchdown, even in the moment watching it. So let's say the Ravens win that game, right? And who knows if they go on to win the AFC North, but they probably do, right, given how the season ended. Is John Harbaugh still the coach of the Ravens? Who's the head coach of the Giants? Where's Jesse Minter coaching? Now, I don't want to do this because that happened, then this happens. But I'm just saying, like, these are plays that the NFL should be getting right. And the fact, and this goes back to what I opened with, right? How everything's stupid, whether you're the smallest operation or whether you are a corporation that prints money like the NFL. They print money hand over fist. I'm one of the people that's giving them my money. I am obsessed with the National Football League. You won't find someone. You can find people that love the NFL as much as I do. You won't find anyone that loves it more than Nick Costos does. So, like, this is not me saying I'm going to stop watching. I'll never stop watching. I can't think of what would have to happen for me to not watch the NFL. It's my favorite thing outside of my family. Outside of the people that I love and care about, I love nothing more than National Football League football. But isn't this insane? Isn't this crazy that the NFL is screwing up replays like this? They have a gajillion, 11 gajillion billion dollars, and they can't get this right. I'm being sincere when I say this. This is going to sound like it's a joke. It's not. Now, maybe you are a competent person. I don't know you. I generally assume most people are incompetent. Maybe that says something about me. But let's just take me, right? I fancy myself a fairly competent individual. Bill Zimmerman is pretty competent. Our executive producer, like our whole crew is competent. Maybe that's not true. Let's just take me, for instance. If it's me, and you put me in charge of this, I would fix this problem in 5 seconds. You know what you do? Hire more people. Get more cameras at the 1 o'clock slate of games. Do you know how easy this is to fix? And the fact that they don't fix it, when they produce the greatest product of all time, and it's the best sports league on the planet, and we can't fix small issues like this, and we have like a massively huge decisions ruled incorrectly because of it. Why can't they fix this? They have all the resources to do it. The NFL has tons of smart people working there. It's insane. I'm sorry. It's crazy. This is like Apple on your iPhone. You know what the Apple just starts doing? Sending pictures of your side chick to your wife. Or Amazon sending you hand soap when you order dog food. Or Meta stealing your personal data and selling it to China. Oh, wait. That one actually happens. I will volunteer for $1 more than I'm making right now, and not a penny less. I will volunteer to fix this issue for the NFL. They don't have to get obvious replay decisions wrong anymore. All you have to do, get more cameras, hire more people. And you know how we know they can do that? Because they have more money than anybody. Absolutely insane. Absolutely ridiculous. 310-840 Xbox controller. Like they're an Xbox controller. Like me, like hitting the bong, eating Cheetos, getting orange cheese dust on the controller where I'm double kill, triple kill, killing spree in Halo. Capture the flag. Slayer. But what? Xbox controllers? Gain the lead. Double kill. Quadruple kill. It's unreal. Xbox controllers. Think about it. The NFL. Xbox controllers. What are we doing? What the hell are we doing? 310-840-4910. 310-840-4910. Shout out to everyone listening on radio stations nationwide. Sirius XM Channel 375, the Odyssey app, the Westwood One app, watching on Twitch, and at youtube.com/@thecostos. We love each and every one of you. Quick break, and on the other side, the take that makes me sad and will make you mad about the 2026 Cleveland Browns. Coming up, Westwood One Sports, You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM.
Will the Steelers wait for a decision from Aaron Rodgers? Or could Mike McCarthy and company be in the market for a QB like Malik Willis in free agency? Westwood One Sports.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side, your Sleep Number setting. Enjoy personalized comfort for better sleep night after night. And now, during our President's Day sale, take 50% off our limited edition bed, plus an extra $100 off all mattresses. End Saturday. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Doug.
There's nowhere I wouldn't go to help someone customize and save on car insurance with Liberty Mutual, even if it means sitting front row at a comedy show.
Hey, everyone, check out this guy and his bird. What is this, your first date?
Oh, no. We help people customize and save on car insurance with Liberty Mutual together. We're married. Me to a human, him to a bird.
Yeah, the bird looks out of your league anyways.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Texting enrolls you in recurring automated marketing text messages. Consent are required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
The team's looking good this season.
I think so. Man, I miss playing football. Ever since I turned 40, I just can't find that fire I used to have.
Think it could be lower testosterone?
What do you mean?
I was feeling the same way. After 40, the body has less testosterone, and men lose their edge. That's why I take Nugenix Total T2.
That's the testosterone booster, right?
Yes, but Total T2 is their brand new formula that skyrockets nitric oxide levels in as little as 3 hours. Since I started taking it, I've been lifting like when we played for Coach Carter. My energy is way up, and it even spiced up things between me and the missus.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles?
Yep, just send a text.
Text MEETER to 42424 for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T2, the next generation testosterone booster. Text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, our newest, most powerful fat burner ever, absolutely free. Text MEETER to 42424. That's M-E-T-E-R to 42424.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is
800-785-9132.
What do you hope to show your teammates, yourself, and these Browns fans with your play today?
I'm who they've been looking for.
Now, back to You Better You Bet with Nick Costos on Westwood One Sports.
Oh, man. I have a take about the Cleveland Browns that makes me sad and is going to make you mad. That the voice of Browns quarterback Shedeur Sanders. We'll talk about Shedeur in just a second. This segment on You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Save on commercial auto insurance from Progressive. Get a fast quote at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Again, get a fast quote at ProgressiveCommercial.com to save on commercial auto insurance from Progressive. The Cleveland Browns, after a long, winding, twisting coaching search, settled on Todd Monken as their next head coach. And since then, we collectively have not thought a lot, right? Fair to say, we, all of us, me and you, the royal you, have not thought a lot about the Cleveland Browns. So now that we're at the scouting combine in Indianapolis and you know, every team is basically represented and talking and there's news about basically all 32 NFL teams, they once again enter our consciousness. Because Todd Monken, with his gravelly voice that sounds like he smokes a pack of cigarettes a day, and I appreciate that as someone who, I think you could argue, I sound like I've smoked cigarettes. I don't anymore. Todd Monken has had a few interesting quotes this week about the Cleveland Browns quarterback situation. Because while me and many others, when you think about Cleveland's quarterbacks, I don't think anyone really focuses on 2026. I think we're looking at 2027 and beyond, right? That the Browns quarterback of the future is likely not on the roster. Now it's not a diss to Shedeur Sanders. He's probably not going to be their week one starting quarterback in 2 years. Maybe he will be. Maybe I'm wrong. And that, you know, maybe in this draft, but more likely 2027, the Browns look to grab their quarterback of the future. And they obviously need offensive linemen and they need receivers. They need a lot on this roster. So Todd Monken has kind of brought the quarterback position for 2026 into focus with some comments this week, saying first that he believes that Shedeur Sanders has elite playmaking ability. Okay, then. The more interesting quote, though, from Todd Monken on the Browns quarterback situation regards Deshaun Watson, who has somehow thrusted back into the discussion, massaged his way back into the conversation. Monken saying that the players decide who plays and that he's not going to give a grade to Deshaun Watson before Watson takes the exam. Now, you might remember that Watson was basically healthy towards the end of last season following his Achilles tear in October 2024, which was the last we saw Deshaun Watson play. And it has been a disaster for Cleveland, the Deshaun Watson signing. There's no question about it. And this is his final year under contract in Cleveland, although the Browns will have to pay him for years afterwards with the way his contract is structured. This sucks to say, but I absolutely believe it to be true. The quarterback on the Browns roster right now, pending health, that gives them the best chance to win in 2026 is Deshaun Watson. And he is an absolute creep. Perv with a capital P. But his skill set actually fits the Todd Monken offense. And we can bitch and moan and complain about it, but I will issue the Steve Keim quote that I always love to bring up, the former Arizona Cardinals GM, who said, if Hannibal Lecter could run a 4-3, we would diagnose him with an eating disorder. This is not a conversation about, like, who's a good guy. This is a conversation about who can win. Who's the best quarterback to help the Browns win. Now, Watson was always a bad fit in the Kevin Stefanski scheme. But the Todd Monken scheme, get the ball down the field, that's Deshaun Watson. If I had to guess right now, if I were a betting man, and believe me, I am, I think Deshaun Watson is the Cleveland Browns starting quarterback week one this season. And I may not like it, and you may hate it, but I absolutely believe that to be the truth. On the other side, making his You Better You Bet debut. I am very much looking forward to this. Dave Hellman, who is the co-host of the Athletic Football Show, live from Indy at the Scouting Combine. We'll talk Browns. We will talk this insane replay situation, what Dave's hearing about the NFL draft. Dave Hellman joins us next. You Better You Bet, Westwood One Sports with Nick Costos.
There's some big names on the trade block. Jaylen Waddle, Max Crosby, A.J. Brown. Where are they going? And how will the moves impact your team? We'll tell you as it happens.
Westwood One.
Westwood One Sports.
Do you have an invention idea but don't know what to do next? Call InventHelp today. We have representatives nationwide and services to showcase your invention. Get started today.
Call 1-800-217-4380. That's 1-800-217-4380.
Navy Federal Credit Union can help you dominate debt with the Platinum Card. Transfer your credit card balance to the Platinum Card within your first 60 days and get a 0% intro APR for 12 months. Our members could save thousands of dollars over the promo period. Visit NavyFederal.org/platinum. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission.
Navy Federal is insured by NCUA. After the intro rate expires, variable APRs are 10.24% to 18% based on credit worthiness. Rates are subject to change. ATM fees for cash advances are up to $1 at non-Navy Federal ATMs. Offer ends 3/31/2026.
I love a day on the water with friends, but my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis sometimes holds me back. Now I'm all in with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi. Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy.
Teaching music is my passion, but my active psoriatic arthritis can limit me at times. Now I'm treating my joint symptoms with Skyrizi.
With Skyrizi, most people with plaque psoriasis saw 90% clearer skin at 4 months.
Or if you are an adult with active psoriatic arthritis, Skyrizi helps you move with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions, increased infections, or lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, get checked for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor about any flu-like symptoms or vaccines.
There's nothing like clearer skin.
There's nothing like better movement, and that means everything. Ask your doctor about Skyrizi. Visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
You still got it, but your immune system weakens as you age, making it harder to fight flu, pneumococcal pneumonia, RSV, and COVID-19. Ask your doctor or pharmacist which vaccines.
800-785-9132.
Now, back to You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and the crew. Presented by BetMGM on Westwood One Sports.
I'm very much looking forward to, about 20 minutes from now, welcoming in friend of the show, my buddy Andrew Perloff, making his You Better You Bet debut. Perloff will join us coming up in 20 minutes. That's going to be great. We'll talk to Perloff about his Eagles, Olympic hockey, and more. Perloff is the best. Blind rankings next hour as well, courtesy of our executive producer, Bill Zimmerman. And I will tell all of you next hour as well why last night's Pistons win over the Thunder said more good about the team that lost than the team that won. But joining us right now on the show, and I'm very excited for this because I am a gigantic, gigantic fan of the NFL podcast that he is co-host of. We had Greg Rosenthal on the show recently, and I said this to Greg, and I think I've said this on the air before. The only podcasts that I consume are like hardcore NFL podcasts. So I listen to Greg Rosenthal's NFL Daily. Greg was with us on the show last week, and I also love the Athletic Football Show, which features Derek Klassen, Robert Mays, who joined us Radio Row in San Francisco, and making his You Better You Bet debut, I am very excited to welcome to the show Dave Hellman, who is co-host of the Athletic Football Show, also hosts Building the Beast with Dane Brugler, one of the most respected draft analysts out there, as part of the Athletic Football Show podcast feed. If you love the NFL, you love the NFL draft, I very much encourage you to check this content out. It is spectacular. On Twitter, at his name, at Dave Hellman. Dave, welcome to You Better You Bet. Nick Costos, great to have you. How's Indianapolis?
Indianapolis is wonderful. It's almost as good as that intro. Thank you very much. Appreciate the downloads.
Yeah, let's, I actually want to, we'll talk a bunch of draft here, but let's start with the show itself that you guys do, with you and Robert and Derek. What is it that you think makes it such a special show? I love it. I said it to Robert when we had him on. And again, if our listeners, if you love the NFL, I think this is a great podcast for you to check out.
You know, it's funny because I myself was a fan of the show before I joined it. And so I completely agree with you. And I'm just happy to be a small part of it now. But I think the thing that makes it really stand out to me is, obviously, we love NFL football. We wouldn't be doing it and you wouldn't be listening to it if you didn't feel the same way. But I think our show has an insatiable curiosity. And on top of that, a big thing that I think goes into it is a healthy amount of respect. Because we're going to talk about the Eagles and the Cowboys and the Chiefs, but we're also going to talk about the Carolina Panthers and the Arizona Cardinals, and we're going to do it with just as much enthusiasm and curiosity and respect for those teams' processes and respect for those fan bases that love their teams just as much as the big market teams. And so I think you can tune into our show knowing that we're going to give you the news and the analysis that you're looking for everybody, with, like I said, with the same enthusiasm and respect across the board. And I think that translates. I think it's a show for people. Obviously we'll tell you about your team, but if you just love football and love the league, I think we're the show for you.
Yeah, just, I love the minutia of the NFL, and I think I mean that in the best possible way. And I think you guys cover the minutia exceptionally, exceptionally well, along with all the big topics as well. And Dave, we'll talk some of the NFL draft prospects coming up over the course of this interview, but I want to start with NFL news that we've got this week. And you mentioned the Eagles were actually the first team you mentioned, even before the Dallas Cowboys. And in the news big time this week, and since they lost in the wild card round to San Francisco, specifically the future of wide receiver A.J. Brown. You're in Indianapolis right now at the scouting combine. What are you hearing about A.J. Brown, his potential future with the Eagles, and what is setting up as maybe a transformative offseason for Philadelphia?
It's funny. A.J. Brown is one of those circumstances where, and first of all, I think the Eagles are one of those teams where you should just assume everything's on the table all the time. I think a lot of people give lip service to the idea of, like, we're always listening to every offer and we'll consider anything. And I don't always believe teams when they say that. I believe that Howie Roseman is about that life. And so as hard as it is for me to believe, I know last year was frustrating, but 2023 was frustrating for the Eagles as well. And I don't know if I'm convinced that you need to reinvent the wheel or blow up the team build just yet, but I'm not Howie Roseman. I think he's probably a little better at thinking two or three steps ahead of me. And I don't think I'm ready to say it's definitively going to happen, but I came to Indianapolis thinking, like, yeah, whatever. This is just typical receiver drama. And having been here for 3 or 4 days and talked to a few people and been in on some conversations, I think it's more real than I gave it credit for. It's not to say it's definitely going to happen, but again, this is the Eagles. I think they are very aggressive. They're very creative. They're very willing to think outside the box. And if somebody's willing to make them an offer, I absolutely think it's possible. It's more possible than I think your average NFL team would be willing to get with an all-pro receiver who's still in his prime.
Something I think, Dave, that's also more possible than a lot of football fans, most football fans feel like right now, and I did this in the segment before you joined us, you know, I think some of Todd Monken's quotes, the new head coach of the Cleveland Browns, have been really interesting this week, right, on Shedeur Sanders. And then I think more specifically, Deshaun Watson. And what I said last segment was, because I was thinking about it last night into this morning, with the way Todd Monken calls an offense, right, in his offensive scheme, I don't like that this is true, but I think it is true that the quarterback that gives the Browns the best chance to win in 2026, assuming health, I think is Deshaun Watson. And I am a betting man, and I think if you maybe plunk some money down right now, who the Browns quarterback will be week one 2026, assuming, and we don't think they're going to take one, maybe they will take one, maybe they take Ty Simpson at the end, we'll see. I think Deshaun Watson's the leader in the clubhouse to start week one. What's your read right now on Todd Monken's quotes and the Browns quarterback situation?
It's a bold take, to be honest with you, because And look, I mean, as long as that contract is there hanging over everything in Cleveland, I mean, what NFL team wouldn't want to get usefulness out of a $230 million contract that they can't get rid of? So I think the temptation to play Deshaun Watson and have that hurt less is always going to be there. But man, it's fair to point out health as a motivating factor, but the last time we saw Deshaun Watson before he got hurt, two seasons, like halfway through the 2024 season, it was really, really bad. I mean, the Browns, you know, whatever we might have to say about Shedeur Sanders, was an unfunctional level of quarterback play last time Deshaun Watson was out there. And so, like I said, I think, again, money talks and efficiently using a major contract. Nobody wants a $230 million contract to be sitting on the sidelines if they can even remotely justify it. So for that reason, I don't think you can rule it out. But the big thing with Deshaun was, like, we saw what it looked like a couple of years ago, and it was just not good. So I have to say I would be fairly surprised, but I also think, I'm thinking of this off the top of my head, but the Browns are certainly on the short list of the most unenviable quarterback position in the league heading into the season. And so if they have to examine some unpalatable options, I can't say I would be surprised.
Dave, what is your best guess as to what happens with Kyler Murray in Arizona?
That's another one where it's funny how getting here and, you know, talking to a couple people over some beers or some coffees will do a lot to change your mind, because, all right, we benched Kyler Murray midway through the 2025 season, and it looks like it's completely over. And, like, of course they're going to move on from Kyler. But then you hire Mike LaFleur, and you sit there and you're like, okay, well, the head coach that benched Kyler is gone. Yeah, the GM is still there. But if Mike LaFleur can come in and sell Kyler on some kind of vision, maybe he's the best path forward for the Cardinals. Maybe you can repair this relationship. And then you get here and you have a couple conversations and you're like, oh, the Cardinals and Kyler Murray are not talking at all. This relationship sounds irrevocably damaged. And I just, from the conversations I've had here, it just does not sound likely that that's going anywhere. Now, can you find a trade partner for Kyler Murray? I think you should be able to. Maybe it's because I am a fellow short king. I want to see a 5'10 quarterback succeed. I think Kyler Murray is a pretty good quarterback. I think he is a quarterback that a team like the Minnesota Vikings or maybe the Pittsburgh Steelers should be interested in acquiring. That doesn't mean they want to take on his contract, and that doesn't mean the Cardinals will be happy with the offers that they would get. So maybe that leads to a release, but having been here for 3 days, I came into it thinking, like, okay, maybe Kyler will still be the Cardinals quarterback in 2026. And as I'm getting ready to leave today, I'm like, no, I don't really think that's on the table anymore.
How tall are you?
I'm 5'7 on a good day. I'm about 5'6. So I'm always rooting for my
short
team. I
got to tell you something, man. Yeah, listen. Well, listen, you should be a big fan of mine. I think I can say maybe our crew would disagree. My driver's license, Dave, says 5'8". I don't know if, like, the girl that was doing it when I went to the DMV, like, I don't know, she took a liking to it. I don't know, but I'm 5'8 on the absolute best of days. So from one short king to another, it's great to have you here on the show. You better you bet on this Thursday, Westwood One Sports. Yeah.
You got to get those college measurements up. That's fine. 5'8 is fine. Nobody's going to call you on it.
So this is a true story. So back in my single days, this is probably like 2014. I'm living in Queens, in Astoria, in Queens, in New York City. And I was on Tinder or whatever, and I told this girl I was 5'8". And we go on a date, and she sits down with me, and she looks at me and goes, "You're not 5'8". And which I said to her, like, what do you mean I'm not 5'8"? Of course I'm 5'8". And that is a moment that has stuck with me since then. Dave Hellman is our guest from the Athletic Football Show. You better, you bet, Westwood One Sports. Nick Costos presented by BetMGM. All right, let's do some NFL draft here. Now, you do Building the Beast with Dane Brugler. We love Dane Brugler. He's been on the show before. He's great. Outside of Fernando Mendoza, Dave, any of these quarterbacks excite you? We think Ty Simpson's going to go in the first round, but do any of these quarterbacks excite you at all outside of Mendoza?
It's a loaded question for me personally, because I am, you know, I try my best to put my biases aside when I sit down in the chair, but I am a shameless, hopeless LSU alum. So I'm invested in the success of my guy, Garrett Nussmeier. It was a terrible 2025 season for him. He had a core injury. It was beyond obvious. You know, LSU tried to give us the runaround during the season. It was beyond obvious he was hurt while he was playing. He could not put anything into his throws. He could not do the stuff that he was doing with ease in 2024. And then he gets shut down for the year. So we really didn't get to see him. That's going to make it tough on teams that are evaluating him. You know, how much do you weigh the 2024 tape against what he wasn't able to do this year? He had a nice week at the Senior Bowl a month ago. How much do you take that into consideration? You know, this is not a guy that's going to be a first round pick, maybe not even like a top 50 pick, but between the pedigree, what he was able to do 2 years ago, I would expect somebody to be intrigued by what he can do. Maybe that's on day two. You know, like I would expect Garrett Nussmeier to get drafted somewhere in the second or third round. I'm very curious which team is going to be the one that really falls for him. And then Ty Simpson is very interesting because, man, Dane and I were beating the drum. I would say from September 10th until Halloween, he was every bit as good as Fernando Mendoza. He was having an incredible season. And right around the time we started talking about him and saying, hey, you need to be watching this Ty Simpson kid, he's really good, it kind of started to fall off for him. You started to see the decision-making wasn't so good. The accuracy wasn't so good. He was a little more flustered in the pocket as they got deeper into conference play. And the guy's only started 15 college games, which is not an encouraging number if you're an NFL evaluator looking for tape to study. So how highly do you rate him? I think Dana and I said on our show a week ago, you could convince me that he gets drafted as high as like 13th by the LA Rams if they were to really fall in love with him. And if it's not there, he could fall all the way to like the second or third round. I know that's a wide range. It's kind of a cop-out answer, but I think beauty is going to be in the eye of the beholder. But he's a very talented player, as long as you're okay with the very, very small and up and down sample size.
Dave, we've got about 60 seconds left. Would love to do lightning round, about 5 seconds per answer. Are you ready?
Uh-oh. I think I lost you. Oh, no.
So we will work that out. We appreciate very much Dave Hellman coming on the show today from the Athletic Football Show. Follow Dave on Twitter at @DaveHellman_, and he's building the beast with our friend Dave Brugler, part of that as well. All right, that'll do it for the first hour of the show. We will be back coming up to start next hour. Andrew Perloff is going to join us. Perloff from Athlon Sports and our former teammate here at Odyssey Sports. Perloff is a big Eagles fan, and among other topics, we will talk to Mr. Perloff about A.J. Brown and the Philadelphia Eagles. We have blind ranking coming up next hour as well, set up by our friend Bill Zimmerman. And Bill nailed it yesterday with Older Than Dirt, so we're looking forward to that next hour. And we will get to last night's NBA as well with the Thunder and the Pistons. Jeff Goodman still to come, and our bets for tonight will close the show. So hour one done, hour two for you, coming up on the other side. You better you bet. Nick Costos on Westwood One Sports, presented by BetMGM.
This is Westwood One Sports.
Clones, listen up. Not all beef jerky is the same. In fact, there are major differences in quality from one brand to the next. Old Trapper is a better way to snack. Chock full of good protein to satisfy your manliest hunger cravings. Every bite is better for you and higher in essential protein than chips, sugar-filled energy bars, and candy. Old Trapper, in the Clearview bag, is the world's finest jerky, made with only the best ingredients. So ask for Old Trapper by name, because no other jerky compares. Old Trapper, what's your beef?
In the automotive industry, time and trust mean everything. Miss an electrical problem, and it can mean big problems for your operation. That's why NAPA believes in testing the five critical components in every vehicle: the battery, starter, alternator, relay, and serpentine belt. And why we deliver the parts, tools, and expertise you need to catch problems before they become breakdowns. So test every vehicle and trust the name that keeps your bays busy and your business moving full speed ahead.
800-785-9132.
You're listening to Westwood One Sports on WFAN-FM HD2 New York, an Odyssey sports station. Always live.